Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Tes and Meseches Pesachim. It's the 402nd daf in Shas. It's Matzai Shabbos Parshas Hazinu Shabbos Shuva, as well as the evening of Tzom Gedalia. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mekabel the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael Berachamim Uveratzon as we enter these Yimei Harachamim. Our daf is going to pick up discussing what was mentioned on Ayin Ches Amabez, the opinion of Rav Gidl Amarav, right after the Mishnah, that if the Basar, the Mishnah had commented, had become Tame, but the Chalev is still around, Bidiyavad, if he did the Zrika, the Halacha is that it works as a Karban Pesach, and one does not need to bring another Pesach Sheni. The Gemara had discussed what was the source of the Shita of Rav, suggesting possibly that it goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Nassan, that even though the meat cannot be eaten, nevertheless, Rabbi Nassan is of the opinion, Achilas Psachim Lo Ma'akva. That is, despite the fact that we learned a very important klal on Rosh Hashanah, on the bottom of Ayin Vav, on the Beis, in the Mishnah, that the whole tafkid of the Karban Pesach is for its achila, its whole goal, and therefore the Mishnah was mechadish, unlike other halachas in Kachim, ha-pesach sheba betumah nechal betumah, once it was brought betumah, it's also eaten betumah, shaloi ba mitchiloso el achila. This line has profound implications in both the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim, even until halacha lemaisa, so remember that line, shalo ba mitchiloso el achila. Despite the fact, shalo ba mitchiloso el achila, Rabbi Nassan says, but b'di'eved, one would be yotze. So the Gemara will give another source for Rav's position, aside from Rabbi Nassan, and then we will go on to analyze another part of the Mishnah, that when it comes to other kachim, that's not so. That normally, when it comes to other kachim, even if the basar has become tameh, nevertheless, the chelev, if it's around, you'd be zorek the dam. The Gemara will analyze that position and find its source amongst the Tanoim in Meseches Zvachim, and then we will begin a new Mishnah that will discuss whether Rov of Klal Yisrael is Tameh or the Kohanim are Tameh. So then in such a case, we have the rule of the Karban Pesach, that's Tumah Hutra Bitzibur. And the Gemara will analyze different instances of where either Klal Yisrael is Tameh, the Kohanim are Tameh, the Klishares are Tameh, and what the Halachos are in those respected instances. The Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Tes and Aleph will discuss what happens if half of Klal Yisrael is Tahar, and exactly split down the middle, 50-50, what is the halacha? Do we say Mechza Mechza Kirov? And here we have a Machlokas Rav and Rav Kahana, which will have implications in all of Shas, and not only in the halachas of Toma V'Tahara. The Gemara will test that Machlokas between Rav and Rav Kahana, almost throughout Amud Beis, Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara will marshal different brises according to either opinion. Ultimately, the Gemara will discuss different lashonos of how to understand Rav Kahana, and that will take us all the way through the long Amud, all the way to Pei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara will discuss an opinion as well that holds that women on the first day, the first opportunity in Karban Pesach on Tezvav Nisan, is considered a chova. However, Pesach Sheni is only a reshus, and the Gemara will use that in its analysis of this machlokas of Mechzal Mechzal. So let's begin the daf right on the top. The first word on the daf, V'iba Yisema Rav Damar Kareb Yoshua. The truth was, the previous Amud, which concluded yesterday's daf, was discussing a totally different issue, and it can be confusing. V'iba Yisema is really a totally new topic. You put a big period over here, and we're explaining the opinion of Rav Gidl Amarav back into the Gemara, the first Gemara on the Mishnah on Ayin Ches and Beis. Let's see that. Amar Rav Gidl Amarav, Imzara Kurtza. If the Zrika was done in the case of the ratio of the Mishnah where the meat had become Tameh, but the Chalev was still around, it's going to work. Why is it going to work? Asks the Gemara over there, but don't you need an Achila? So again, in our introduction, we remind ourselves that according to Rabbi Nassan, Achila is not Ma'akev. And now the Gemara is going to give another teretz. Rav Damar Kareb Yoshua, Rav is following the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, Desan, Rabbi Yoshua, Oimer, Kol Hazvachim Shebetayra, Bein Shenit Mabasa V'Chelov Kayim, whether the meat is defiled or the fats are still tar, Bein Shenit V'Chelov Basa Kayim, Zayrek Es Hadam. Then the Zrika is done. Nazir V'Oise Pesach, as well, when it comes to a Nazir and someone who's bringing Karban Pesach, Nitma Cholav, Ubasar Kayim, Zorek Es Adam. Nitma basar v'chelev kaim. But if the basar becomes tame and the fats are around, ein zarekas adam vim zarek hortza. But if the zrika is done, then it will work. Nitma abalim v'meis. If the dam abalim become tame, lo yizrak vim zarek lo hortza. So it's beferish the shita Rabbi Yoshua, which was quoted earlier in the Gemara in Ayin Zam Abibes, and that is that l'chatchil, you're not supposed to do Zrika, but b'di'eved, that will be acceptable. Rashi explains in Dibar Maslok Rabbi Yeshua on the first line that Rabbi Yoshua's rationale is that achilas Pesach is not ma'akev. We learned in our Mishnah, b'mukdashin einokein, but this halacha, that one does not sprinkle the blood if the meat is tameh, in the Karban Pesach, l'chatchila, that's not true in regards to Hegdish, the Mishnah that said, let's look back in the Mishnah, Mekdosh Neina Kein Alfish and Nitma Habosav Achelev Kayim Zarek Es Hadam. Says our Gemara, Masnisa Mani Rabbi Yeshua, our Mishnah will follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the Sanya, as we learned in Ebraisa, Rabbi Yeshua, I may call as Vachem Shebetarish and Ishtar Ben Kezai Spasar Kezai Schelev, as long as there is a little bit, a olive size worth of meat or fat, Zarek Es Hadam. And you don't need that it be tar. As long as it exists, then that would be enough. Kechatzi zayis. Plus, if kechatzi zayis chelv, but if it's only half a zayis, then ein zarekis adam. Uba oilam, it comes to an armel, afilu kechatzi zayis basu, kechatzi zayis chelv, zarekis adam, mnesha kula kalu. Since the ola anyhow is burnt, then you don't need a full shear. Uba mincha, afal pisha kula kayemis, lo yizra. When it comes to a mincha, then you wouldn't sprinkle. Well, the Gemara immediately asks, you don't sprinkle a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha, of course, is a flour offering. So the Gemara says, mincha ma'avidite, what are you talking about? Amar apapa minchas nesachim. We're talking about the carbon mincha that comes with the libations on Yom Tov, where a carbon zevach is also brought. Rashi explains that we would have thought that even if the meat is not around from the zevach, but as long as the carbon mincha is around, that would be enough. Salka daita chamina kimin de ka'asi mikoach zevach kagufei de zevach, then we consider it like the meat itself. Kamash malon, the chidush is that no, you need some of the meat left, as we learned above, as long as it's shtayer bahen kezayis basar ochelef. The Gemara now asks, how do we know not only the meat is enough to be left over of a kezayis worth that you could sprinkle a dam, but even the fats, the chelev, says the Gemara, five lines before the wide on Ayin Tesem and Aleph chelev minolan. How do we know chelev serves as enough carbon that's in existence to do this reek? Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Umatiba Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Ben Chananya Damekra V'hikter Achelev Rech Nichayach Lashem. You shall offer up the fats as a reich nechal. Chelev afal pishein basar. Chelev works even if there is no meat. Asks the Gemara, Ashkechan chelev. I understand the fats. Yoseres hakovish deakloyes minon. How do we know? What about the extra part of the liver and the two kidneys? What about that? Explains the Gemara, Eicham rin zarkinan. Where in the first place do you know that you would do zrika for these things? In other words, if there these Yoseres HaKovei and Shtei HaKloyos remain. Midiktani ubimincha afal bishikula kayemes lo yizrak. We learned that on a carbon mincha, if all that remains is the carbon mincha and the animal doesn't remain at all, then there's no zrika. We deduced mincha hu delo avol Yoseres HaKovei Shtei HaKloyos shapir dami. But these things, the liver and the kidneys, so then you would. Ask the Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? Answers the Gemara, B'yochan didei Omar, Omar krol reach nichoyach. The Pasuk says that it shall be a special offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kosha ata mala, the Reach Nechayach, anything you bring up as a Reach Nechayach, then the Zrika can be done if that remains. V'itzrach l'michtav chelev, v'itzrach l'michtav Reach Nechayach. And we mentioned earlier that the Pasuk also said v'hikter ha-chelev, and we learned that out to include the chelev. But then we also had a separate Pasuk Reach Nechayach to tell us the Yoseres HaKovei and Shtei HaKloyes. You need both of them, dikas rachmana chelev, havamina chelev in Yoseres HaKovei Shtei HaKloyes, loy. You would have thought that only the chelev and not the intestines and the kidneys and the liver. That's why you need the pasuk of the reich nechayach. Ikatz rachmanu l'reich nechayach. Have a mean to call oil in the reich nechayach. Afilu mincha. I would have thought it includes a mincha. Ikatz rachmanu chelev. That the reich nechayach has to be similar to the chelev. It includes yaseres alkov v'shtei akloyos, but not a carbon mincha. So bottom line is our Gemara says that our Mishnah that says that when it comes to kachim, even if the food is tameh, it could be sprinkled, the dam could be sprinkled, that follows it being Rabbi Yeshua, whose only requirement is that you need a kezayis of basar, or chelev, or for that matter, our Gemara taught us, Yoseris HaKovein Shtei HaKlayos as well. This concludes the analysis of the previous Mishnah. We now begin a new Mishnah, 8 lines in on Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. This Mishnah will discuss the halachos of Klal Yisrael, or the Kohanim, are Tamei. Nitme Kohol, Oruba, if Klal Yisrael is Tamei, or the majority of it is Tamei. Osha Yekanim Meim V'akol Tarim. Or if the Kohanim were Tamei, and the people are Tar, Yasu Betumah, then the Avodah has to be done Betumah. Of course, Yisrael can't do the Avodah, so even if they are Tahar, if the Kohanim are Tamei, then it has to be done Betumah. We discussed in the past whether this is based on the idea of Tumah Hutra Betzibur, Tumah Dechuya Betzibur, whether you need a Tzitz, or whether you don't need the Tzitz, and that was all part of the Gemara's discussion on Daf Ayin Zayin. Nitma Miyata Kol HaTahorin, Osin es harishon vatmein osas hasheni. If there's only a minority of Klal Yisrael is tamei, so then in such a case the majority brings it pitahara, and those who are the minority, even if it's 49%, one would have thought by simply reading the Mishnah, then in such a case that 49% waits for Pesach sheni. The Gemara begins analysis. Tan rabbanan hareisha Yisrael tamein vekoyhanim klishar is tohirit. Klai Yisrael is Tameh and the Kohanim, or for that matter, this wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Kli Sharis, the Brisa brings in, and that of course is the knife, as well as the Bazichin that are used to catch the blood, and so on, those were Tar. Osha Yisrael Tar and the Kohanim Kli Sharis Tameh. Or Klai Yisrael was Tar, and the Kohanim, and for that matter, the Kli Sharis were Tameh. Vafil Yisrael the Kohanim Tar and Kli Sharis Tameh. What if just the Kli Sharis are Tameh? Yasu Bituma. Then in such a case, the carbon is done Bituma. She'ein carbon Sibur Chalup. Because we don't divide Klal Yisrael. Once the majority is Tameh, so then in such a case, it's brought Bituma. And even if it's just the Kalim, then it also will be brought in Tuma. Amar Rav Chizkiya Loishana Loshenitma Hasakim Bitmei Meis. This only applies when we mention Tumas Kli Shares causes everything to be done Bituma if the knife came in contact with a mace. Rachmana Amar Bechalal Cherev, Cherev Hareu Kechalal, that there's Xeris HaKosav that is discussed in detail on Yudalit on the Beis earlier, and it's based on, of course, the Psukim in Parshas Chukas, which is based on the Mishnayis in Taharis, and that is that a knife is considered the aviyavos hatuma as if it's the mace itself. Chayrav hareo kachol is considered like the dead body itself. Because mitame legavra demeikara kimisave betumas guf dekaris kamisabit. That someone who becomes tame through it is considered a full tumas haguf, and that is an iser kares normally if you don't say tumot rebetzibur in the migdash. Aval nitmais hasakim betumas sheretz. But what happens if it the knife had become defiled through a sheretz to basar hu dimitamele, that the meat that comes in contact with such a knife will become tameh. However, legavra lo mitamele, the individual who does a shechita does not become tameh, because the rule cherev hareu kecholol does not apply to tumas sheretz, and therefore the tumah isn't transferred to the person that's holding the knife. Tahirin Ovid, in such a case, then you would only have those who are Tar do it. Tmeyin lo Ovid, have the Tmeyim not do it, only Tar. Mutav Yochal Tumas Basar. Bilav, better that because of Tumah Behutra Betzibur, that you have the Tumas Basar in the state of a Lav, Val Yochal Basar Betumas Guv Shu Bekares. And despite the fact that it's a Lav, you could prevent the Tumas Haguf, which is a Chiyuv of Kares. This is Rav Chisda's position. The Gemara analyzes that if Rav Chisda would hold Tumah Hutra Betzibur, that once something is Tame, then everything is Mutter, then you wouldn't make Cheshbonos like Mutav Yochal B'Tumas Basar B'Lav Val Yochal B'Tumas Basar Tumas Haguf. Alma Kasav Rav Chisda, we see that Rav Chisda is assuming Tumah Dechuyahi Betzibur, that the Tumah is just pushed off Betzibur. And then in such a case, there is an expression of Chazal, Hakal Kal Tchila. Do the smaller Tumah, not the greater one. If you would say Tumah Hutra Betzibur, then we wouldn't care, because it's entirely Mutter. But Alma Kasav Rav, Tumah Dechuyi Betzibur, V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tumah Dechuyi Betzibur, V'Rav Amar Afilu Tmein Nami Avdi. Rava says, even in a case where it's quote-unquote just Tumas Sheretz, we're not machmir to have only the Torah do it. Afilu Tmein Nami Avdi. My time at L'chsiv HaBosar Shiga B'chol Tamei, Lo Yechal Ba'esh Yisarif. V'HaBosar Kol Tor, Yachal Basar Rav explains, Kol hecha de lo karinam be, if you can't fulfill the abasar shiga b'chol tami lo yachel, lo karinam be v'abasar kotol yachel basar. Kol hecha de karinam be v'abasar shiga b'chol tami lo yachel, karinam be v'abasar kotol yachel basar. The only time that there is a requirement for the seifa v'abasar kotol yachel basar, that the only one that should be eating it is tar, is if you have the first part. If you're still implying the rule v'abasar shiga b'chol tami lo yachel. But once you're saying habasar shiga b'chol tami is still your ochel, despite the fact it came in contact with sheres because of tumahot rebetzibur, so then in such a case, we're not machmir for the other parts as well, and kohanim that are tame as well could do the avoda. We continue 6 lines from the bottom on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We put a big period over here, and this topic, we should learn these opening lines well, because this topic will take us through the rest of today's daf. Itmar, Haresha Yisrael, Mechze Tarinu, Mechze Tmeim. Half of Klal Yisrael was Tamei, half of it was Tar. Split 50-50, simple reading of the Gemara, it is exactly even. They calculated 300,000 people are Tamei, 300,000 people were Tar. Rav Amar Mechze Al Mechze Kerov, Rav says we consider it as if each half is a majority in of itself. We're going to see in a moment what that means according to Rav. But if Kahana Amar Mechza Al Mechza Eni Kerov, we don't consider it like a majority. The Gemara explains, Rav Amar Mechza Al Mechza Kerov, Halolu Osan Atzman, Halolu Osan Atzman. For each group, it's considered as if they're a majority. Because they are not a minority, probably the Chakira would be. The conceptual question over here is, if you have no minority, does each one by definition become majority? So therefore, Halalu Osan Atzman, Halalu Osan Atzman, each one becomes a majority, and therefore the Tahorim do Betahara, that 50%, and the Temeim, that 50% evoke the rule Tumot Betzibur. Rivkana Metzal Metzal Enikarov, Tahorin Osan Esarishon, Utmein Osan Esasheni. Rivkana says until you have a majority of Tamei, you proceed as a regular Pesach, and those who are Tamei will have to wait Pesach Sheni. Ikadamri, now there are going to be 2 opinions within Rav Kahana. There are some who say Amar Rav Kahana, Kemechza al Mechza ein Karov, Tahorin Osen es Harishon, Utmein ein Osen lo es Harishon v'lo es Hasheni. The second opinion Rav Kahana says that the Tmeim are going to be stuck. Since there wasn't a majority of Tahorim on the first day, they're not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. The only time you'd be pushed off to Pesach Sheni is if there was a majority that brought B'tahara. For some reason, Rav Kahana says if you don't have that, so then you don't bring B'sheni as well. B'rishon lo avdi d'lo havi ruba. On the first, they don't bring because you can't say Tumam Tur B'sir, they're not the majority. B'sheni lo avdi d'lo havi miut. The only time you bring a Sheni is if you are mamish the miut. Simply because you didn't bring on the Rishon does not, according to Rav Kahana, mean that you bring on the Sheni. We pick up 3 lines from the top on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Tanan, Nitma Kohol Aruba Ashaya Yukanim, Tmeva Kohol Torim Yasu Betuma. We learned in our Mishnah, if the people are Tamei, if they're the majority, or the Kohanim are Tamei, even if the Kohol are Torim, then it's brought Betuma. So we deduce Ruba Hu Davdi Betuma. Only if the majority then is brought Betuma. Aval Palga Palga Lo Avdi Berishon. But if it's Palga Palga, then you don't. If it's 50-50, you don't. Kasha Le Rav. It's a question according to Rav, because Rav had said that in such a case we view the Mechza that's Tamei as a Rove by itself, and they would bring it on the first opportunity on Tes Vav Nisan because of Tumahot Rebetzibur on that half. Amalecha Rav. Ruba Avdi, Kulu Betuma. If there's Rov, that's what our mission was talking about. If there's Rov, then everybody brings a Betuma. That's what our mission was bringing out. Palgo, Palgo, that's a separate halacha. Lolo Osanatsma, Lolo Osanatsma. Hachanam Mistabra, and Rav claims that they could prove it from the Seifa. Diktani Seifa, Nitme Miyat HaKohol, Torah Nosnes HaRishon, Tmei Nosnes HaSheni. If there's only a Miyut, so then, who are Tamei, then they wait for the second one. We deduce miu davdu sheni. Only if it's a minority do they bring it on Pesach sheni. Al palga lo vavdi berishon. He deduces, but what about 50-50? So then, in such a case, then the 50% of tmeim bring it on Nisan, on Pesach. Vahalolu asan atzman, halolu asan atzman, and both bring it in their respective manners. The one who are tamei would be based on Tumot Rebbe Tzibur, and the ones who are not would bring it as regular Bitahara. Ve'ela kashaler of Kahana. But now the Gemara turns around and says, wait a second, according to Rav Kahana, it's difficult according to Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana said, when it comes to Mechzal Mechza, it's not considered Rov. Yet the Seifa seems to say that it is considered Rov, as we had Rav Chizda deducing from above. Amlecha Rav Kahana, nitma'u miyut hakol tahirin, nes harishan, if the miyut is tamei. So the call that started us in the first, it's and Hasheni, Hapalga upalga tahiri noisness arishan avotmein ein noisen lois arishan lois hasheni. No, there's a different inference to make, that the tmeim wouldn't do it neither in the first nor in the second. Of course, that works according to the second lashon of Rav Kahana. The Gemara continues, hatenech lishna basar de Rav Kahana. That works according to the second lashon of Rav Kahana, that says that if you have an instance of palga upalga, so then in such a case the tmeim don't bring neither in the rishon nor the sheni. Elahach lishna number of Kahana tari moisas rishon tmein oisin es hashen. According to Rav Kahana, that says that's a regular case of where the Torah does on the first, and tmeim, which are considered halachically the minority, do it in the sheni. Ma'ikal meimer, that doesn't fit with the deduction in the Seifa, which seems to say 50-50, they're not considered the minority. Yet, Rav Kahana says, no, it would be a regular case of minority. Michael Meimer, Amlecha Rav Kahana, who adin dafil palgo palgo nami tarnu, says the Rishon Tmeinu, says Hasheni. When we meant to say the case, classic case of miut, it didn't mean to preclude 50-50, because there the halach would be also that the Torah would do on the Rishon Tmeinu Hasheni. V'haydik toni miut hakol, and this the that it says miuta kol, I did tani reisha ruba tani nami sefer miuta. It didn't mean to teach us a diuk, to be medayek that 50-50 halacha will be different. Since in the reisha we spoke about rov, the sefer we spoke about miut, but according to Rav Kahana, there would be no difference between miut of 48% and miut of 50%. Period. Tanya kavasi de Rav, Tanya kavasi de Rav Kahana. We learned a brais in accordance with Rav, and we learned a brais in accordance with Rav Kahana. Kitrei Lishne, according to both Lishonos, even Rav Kahana. Tanya kavasi de Rav. We had a brais that learns like Rav HaYisrael, Mechza Torah, Mechza Temeyin, Halolu Oysen Latzma, Halolu Oysen Latzma. We learned a fair share brais like Rav Kahana that says, that the halacha is 50-50. So then you have half of Klal Yisrael bringing Tara, the other relying on Tumot Rebbe Tzibur. Tanya kavasi de Kama de Rav Kahana. We had a brais that said, like Rav Kahana, Reisha, Yisrael, Mechza Torah, Mechza Temeyin. If half is Tar, half is Tameh, Tahirin Oisen Es Harishon, the Tar does it on the first, Utmein Oisen Es Hasheni, and the Tameh does it on Pesach Sheni, like all cases of Rov and Miut. That's the first opinion of Rav Kahana, the first Lashon of Rav Kahana. V'tayin Kalishna Basra Rav Kahana, we also have a Bryce that's like the last Lashon of Kahana. Hareisha Yisrael Mechza Tahirin, Umechza Tmein, Tahirin Oisen Es Harishon, Utmein Einen Oisen Lois Harishon, Lois Hasheni. Like the second version of Rav Kahana, that it actually, if it's 50-50, the 50% of Tameim will bring it neither in the Rishon nor in the Sheni. The Rav Ulishna Basra de Rav Kahana, Rav and the second Lashon of Rav Kahana will learn the Braisa that says, Hadatana, Tahiri Noises Rishon and Tameim says Sheni, Hechim Bitarzala, how will they explain? Kigansha Yisrael Mechza Tahiri and Mechza Tameim. It was talking about a case where Klal Yisrael is half Tahir and half Tameim. Vidnashim mashlimos l'tmeim. And in such a case, the nashim, the women, even it out to make it 50-50. Vikasavar, the Tana of this brisa holds, nashim berishon rishus, that the nashim on women on the first Pesach is a rishus. So dal nashim mitmeim, remove that number of women who are tamei, v'avul utmeim miyuta, umiyuta yitchul Pesach sheni. And that's how Rav and Lishna Basar de Rav Kahana are going to learn the Braisa that seemed to say that Palga Upalga is Yitchu LePesach Sheni, that we're talking about it only became Palga Upalga because of the women. L'Ravu Lishna Kama de Rav Kahana. What about Rav, who says Mechza Mechza is Kerov, and Lishna Kama de Rav Kahana that says that the Mechza brings neither in Rishon or Sheni? Hadesani, how will they learn? Torah Osnes Rishon Tmein. Ein Osin, I'm sorry, the Lishna Kama says that you postpone to the Sheni. Hadesanya, the Brisa says, Torah Nosan Sarishon Tmein Ein Osin Loas Sarishon Veloas Hasheni. The Brisa that seems to support the Lishna Basra of Rav Kahana, that says that it the 50% doesn't bring it all. So how is they going to learn that brisa? Heichem itarzel, Rama tarzel, like going to show Yisrael mechza tameim umechza tahirim. Klal Yisrael had 50-50 tarim tameim. V'noshim odfos al ha-tahirim. And women make it that there are more tahirim. V'kasavar, in this Tana holds, noshim barishin chova u'b'shein rishush. That women have a chiyuv on the first and not on the second. Berishon lo avdilei, on the first that they don't do it. In other words, the tmeim will not bring it because ultimately they are the minority because the majority of Klal Yisrael, including the women, are tar. So then the avdilei miut. Umiuta lo avdi berishon. Ubesheni lo avdi, but they also don't bring on Pesach Sheni dal nashim inayu. Because when you look at it from the perspective of Pesach Sheni, they shouldn't also bring up Pesach Sheni. Because from Pesach Sheni's perspective, women are included in the equation. Favle palgo palgo. Upalgo lo avdi besheni. And if it's anything more than a minority, then they are not ones who bring on the Sheni. Ule Rav Kahana, domer palgo namni avdi besheni heichem itarzele. But Rav Kahana said that 50-50 does bring on the Sheni. So here we give another teretz. Kigon shei yisrael metzah tahorim metzah tameim. V'noshim mashlimos l'tahorim. Because of the women, then the tahorim were equal to the amount of tameim. V'kasav ar noshim b'rishon achova u'b'shein rishus. And we're going according to the opinion that holds that women on the first are a chiyuv, and on the second is just a rishus. B'rishon lo avdi, they don't do it on the first. Those who are tameh d'havlu palgo palgo. Upalga Barishon lo avdi. According to Rav Kahana, if you're not the majority of Tumah, so then you don't do it. B'sheni nami lo avdi, but the Tmeim also don't do it on Pesach Sheni. Dal noshim minayim min hatorim. Havle Tmeim ruba. But if you take away the women that equaled it up to 50-50 of Tahorim, then the Tmeim are the majority. V'ruba lo avdi b'sheni, and the majority isn't done on Pesach Sheni. We're on the last middle-sized line in the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom. Ula Rav Kahana, Hadasanya, but what's Rav Kahana going to do with the Braisa? Haresha Yisrael Mechzit or Mechzit Tmein, that the Braisa seemed to support the position of Rav when it says that when Klai Yisrael is half Torah or half Tomei, Halolo Asnatsan, Halolo Asnatsan, Hechim Etaritzla, that's Bidiuk, that's exactly the opinion of Rav. Amalacha Rav Kahana Tanoihi, that's the Pentai Malchokis Tanim. Ikal Mandor Mechzal Mechzit Kerov. There is such an opinion like Rav, who said Mechzal Mechzal is like Rav. V'ikol mandar Mechzal Mechzal ini k'rov. And there are some who say that Mechzal Mechzal is not considered Rav. And Rav Kahana says, I'm going according to that other opinion of the Tanoim, that it's not considered like Rav. We will stop over here. Our daf, three lines from the bottom on Ayin Tes Amibes. Our daf was not a difficult one. It was, Bezer Hashem, a beautiful and smooth one. You might want to go over the Shakletariya Mechza Mechza a couple more times. And Bezer Hashem, we're ready to roll into Afritzom Gedalia, Bezer Hashem, daf pei for tomorrow.